Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Darius Barzanda. You're tuning in to the UWealth Revolution Instant Awakenings, and I am very excited to be here. We have somebody who, by his own admission, and I know what he brings, he is going to shoot us to the moon in terms of transformation and really bring us some very valuable information and some experience, not just talking about it or hoping for it or holding it out like it's impossible for us. He's going to bring us there, and so if you're ready to experience this, you know, what we love to do is bring you every flavor and every vibration and just be there as support for you. So be ready. It's going to happen today. We have Larry Crane back, and we're going to be talking about what is quantum awakening to a light, to enlightenment and financial freedom. That is there a awakening point when the things that used to hold you back, the things that used to be so challenging, money, relationships, love, peace of mind, self-acceptance, is there a point where this can almost in the quantum or almost in the field of stillness or almost in the field of pure love or allowing, whatever you want to call it, the zero point, become effortless, become yours, become truth, become flow? We're going to be finding that out today and even moving some people into that spot. So we're going to talk about really what stops people, what stops you from being quote-unquote realized, and what can you do about it. You're also going to understand how to get to a place where nothing and no one will ever bother you again. And I mean, those things that really plague you or hold you back and make you feel stuck, you know, Larry calls this the realization place. You're going to learn how to truly feel and be abundant. You're going to also experience exactly what happiness is and how to have it. Not after you buy Larry's program, but after you just stay on this call and follow what we're doing. That's what I love about this. It's for everybody. And you're going to discover how to easily experience true love, wealth, health, and harmony, and have harmony with everyone you come in contact with. This is going to be a very powerful call, and if you are going to follow along, make sure you're not driving, make sure you're not operating heavy equipment, because you're going to be possibly moving into a very different vibration here. In fact, you will. So be very careful and aware of what you're doing while you're listening. I suggest you just be present. Now, Larry Crane is a best-selling author, a self-made millionaire, and the founder of the world-renowned Release Technique. The effectiveness of this method has been verified by researchers at Harvard University, Columbia, and UCLA. The Release Technique is not a system of positive thinking or inspiration. It is amazingly simple, it's astonishingly profound, and it is an actual experiential technique designed to eliminate subconscious blocks and negativity and literally rewire the conscious and unconscious wiring that is standing in the way of your optimal health, happiness, abundance, and success. Larry has actually taught the Release Technique to 100,000 graduates worldwide, including Fortune 500 executives, athletes, CEOs, authors, thought leaders, celebrities, healers, and people from every walk of life, so they could let go of the things that are keeping them stuck, the emotion, the stress, the energetic blocks that are holding them back from the joy and the abundance that is their birthright. Now, I want to just share what some people have been saying about this incredible work. Dr. Alexander Lloyd, best-selling author of The Healing Code, a great guest on the UWealth Revolution, says Larry Crane is a fabulous human being. His Release Technique will dramatically improve your profits and your performance levels. It enables you to rid yourself of any negative emotions easily and painlessly. It's like positive energy 2x4 between the eyes, literally blasting away anything keeping you stuck. Another person who, Steve Wynn from, it looks like, I think that's Indiana, says, 7 years ago I was managing a pizzeria. I made $30,000 a year and all the pizza I could eat. Fortunately, he says it was good pizza. But I started releasing at that point seriously with Larry Crane. It happened so easily that now I own my own business. I have a wonderful lifestyle and I have a multi-million dollar net worth. Plus, I'm happier than I've ever been.
Let me just tell you about.
Oh, hey, Larry.
Let me just tell you about Steve Wynn. He lives in Iowa.
And
he's a meditator. He's been meditating for 30 years. In fact, he recently got a master's degree at the TM University. He's a very powerful guy, but he was doing that all the years. But until he learned the Release Technique, he wasn't making any money. Now he just Wow. Now he's a multimillionaire. He's a wonderful guy, and his whole family is into the release technique, but they're also into TM, and I don't see any combination competition particularly.
Yeah. Well, let's do this. I am excited you're here, and everyone is excited. We love having you here. I've got to start with the story for those new people. We have a big reach. It's bigger than ever, and a lot of new people. Tell me, you know, you've earned millions of dollars as a successful businessman. You did that years ago, and then you ended up in Time Magazine, and you gave all of this up to teach one simple thing. And that is how people can be happy, how people can be in joy. Tell me the story. Tell me what happened. Tell me everything.
Okay, Darius. Well, I always thought that if I made a lot of money, I'd be happy. And you know, there's a man called Buddha. You've heard of him? In the year 527 BC, Buddha said that life was suffering. And the cause of suffering is desire. And unfortunately, we have loaded with people who are talking about desire, and we have a lot of thwarted desires, and that causes tremendous suffering and frustration and a lot of unhappiness, which is caused all over the world, which is why you have all these weather conditions happening, storms, tornadoes. This is man's consciousness. However, if you could get beyond that, and you'll be man is out of harmony with Mother Nature right now. And that's why these negative things are happening. Lester showed us how to get into harmony, so no matter what happens, no matter what you're encountering, you'll be safe, and these things will not happen to you. Only if you have loaded with fear and resistance are you pulling those things right in, because Lester was a quantum physicist, and energy is energy, and you know, magnets. You're pulling those things right in, and you're out of harmony with Mother Nature. And I've never seen so many things going on that's off with Mother Nature. And we show people how to get in harmony with Mother Nature so that things don't happen. So I was always looking for answers in the world. I grew up in a relatively poor family. To me, the rich guy lived on a sixth floor, and I lived in a basement. And my father told me if I could make $100 a week, I would have died and went to heaven. And my father was working 6.5 days a week to put food on the table, a lovely, lovely man. And when I got out of school, and I had to work myself through all kinds of jobs to get out of school, and when I graduated NYU, I saw lots of my friends making lots of money and driving limos and so on, so I became this aggressive guy and said, look, get out of my way, I'm taking what I want. And I climbed my way to the top, culminating with Time Magazine and TV guides and all television shows and all the other stuff. I had airplanes, I had limos, I had everything that the world says is supposed to make you happy, and I was miserable.
Wow.
Yes, miserable. So I know what happened to people like Elvis or, you know, Michael Jackson or Whitney Houston or any of these people. You get everything the world says is supposed to make you happy, you're still unhappy. It's confusing.
Yeah.
So there I was. I came home one night after Time Magazine wrote an article about me, and I'm standing on my terrace thinking of jumping. I was unhappy for no reason at all. And I just had a lot of accumulated negativity that obviously didn't get in my way of being successful, but it was in the way of me being happy. And so I stood there contemplating jumping for a couple of hours. And I asked myself an important question. What's life about? And the answer came, I don't know what life is about. For me, life was about just making money. And it wasn't making me happy. So I decided I was going to find an answer. What that answer was, I didn't know. I stumbled in for a couple of years into New Age courses, and I didn't get any answers. One of the things I realized later on, that I did have a way of being able to discriminate better than most people, which is why I was successful. I could see things clearly, except that when I was fogged up with my negativity, I was just looking at my own negativity.
Right.
So how do you get successful when you don't feel good about yourself? Well, the mind is a conscious and a subconscious collection. If the subconscious thoughts are more powerful than the conscious thoughts, then that's what prevails. If the conscious thoughts are more powerful than the subconscious thoughts, so that's what prevails, which may explain why some people are so loving and so giving and so nice and they have no toys, And there's other people who are outwardly negative, complaining all the time, and they have lots of toys.
So the people that are sometimes seem like the most negative actually acquire a lot of wealth, and those that seem to be positive and spiritual and loving don't, and it's because they have a subconscious belief. Those that are possibly really loving, maybe something underneath the surface they're not aware of that keeps them stuck.
Exactly.
And I know there's a lot of people here that have big hearts, big ideas, but something keeps them stuck. If you guys are here and you feel like there's always something that's been holding you back and you can't put your finger on it, or something sabotages when you get things going, or maybe you finally get some money and then some new expense comes up that you've never had before and it's all gone, just send us a message. I want to hear if that fits, or if you've ever seen that or know someone who's had that challenge.
Well, Darius, it's happening all over the world, which is why hardly any country can get along with each other. People can't get along. It's getting worse and worse. The government can't even get along. They're not discriminating. Look, they got big egos. They could solve the problem of the deficit financing and all that, except they won't do it. And they're pushing against each other. And they don't understand what love is. And most of the planet, Darius, has no idea what love is. None. For most people, what love is, as long as you do what I want you to do, I love you, and the minute you don't, I'm going to kill you. So
this is
what's going on, and we're moving in an area where people are looking more and more for answers, and they better find them. Because we're not headed, I hate to say this, but we're not headed for good times. It's getting worse and worse and worse, and people are getting more and more frustrated, which affects the weather. Now, what they don't know is that everybody right now is totally realized, right this minute, totally realized, totally enlightened, only their negativity is blinding them. It's like when you put on sunglasses, the world looks like rose-colored glasses.
Right.
Take off those negative feelings, and you'll be blown away as to what you really are. And it's not something that you can learn in a book. It's not something that anybody can tell you. You have to experience yourself. The real learning is the way Plato taught or Socrates taught, is experiential. And Lester Levinson, the developer of the technique, is a quantum physicist and an engineer, and he teaches only what you can prove. It's not what you say, it's what you can do. So a lot of people are talking, but question is, can they do it? If you can't do it, then there's something wrong in your consciousness. Remove that negative subconscious block, and you'll be enlightened. You are enlightened right now, except you're acting like you're not.
Mm-hmm.
That's the funny thing about it. Now, it's not mystical. What realization is that you realize what you are. You realize what you are, and awareness is you are aware of awareness. Most people are constantly living in the past or living in the future. One of these days, they're going to be happy when? And they're trying to change what's already happened. And if you could find a way to change it, I'll give you a medal. Once something happens, there's no way to change it. You see? However, you can change the way you feel about it. That's a big thing. That's one of the big things that Lester discovered. Now, Lester was a physicist and an engineer. And in 1952, at the age of 42 years old, he had his second massive heart attack.
Wow.
The doctor sent him home to die. They said, you got 3 days to live. It was so serious that they recommended that he get loafers and not bend down and tie his shoelaces. So Lester, being a physicist, he went home and he said, wow, the experts can't help me. So unless I help myself, I'm going to be dead, and I don't feel like doing that. So we started to examine his life. This is what a physicist does, a scientist.
Okay.
They start examining things. And he said, he takes a look at what's true and what's not true. He examined his life, and he noticed that the times when he was ill was when he was looking for love and negative.
Mm.
And the times when he was well, which was not that often, because he had every illness known to mankind at one time or another. And he said, the times when I was well was when I was loving and positive. So the next question that comes to a scientist is, how can I get positive? How do I do
it?
Well,
right.
Everything in the universe is energy, as you know, and you've been talking about that for weeks now, months now. Everything in the universe is energy. And there's positive energy and there's negative energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody is
yes.
loaded with all the positive energy that you could ever imagine, but they're also loaded with tremendous amount of negativity. If they ever let their all their frustrations go, one person, it'd be a bigger explosion than a hydrogen bomb. If
wow.
if one person would ever let go of all the grief that they have at one time, the earth would be flooded. One. So if you can imagine, we got all these 700 million people in the earth. This is what's going on. All right?
Yeah.
So what Lester decided to do is to let go of his non-loving feelings. He didn't know what he's doing. But, you know, when you're a scientist, you experiment. He started to
right.
let go of his non-loving feelings, which I'm going to show you how to do. And he got lighter and lighter and lighter and lighter. He sat around the clock for 3 months' time, and at the end of the 3 months, he was totally cured. He didn't have to go back to a doctor to ask him if he's cured. He already knew it. He got to a place, what we call knowing that you know. I know that I know.
Hmm.
You heard people say, I am that I am. That's what you
right.
are. That's it. I am that I am. But you'll never get to that I am place. Intellectually, in a million years, you will never get there. It's in all the religious books, I am that I am. But how do you
wow.
get there? And I'll show you how to get there to experience it. So what Lester did is he got rid of all of his non-loving feelings, and his body was cured. He didn't see another doctor for the next 40-something years.
So Larry, really quick, he spent 3 months just focusing on that as a quantum physicist would. Just, I mean, really in... To save his life, he spent that much time figuring out this entire clue, this entire realization.
He didn't have any. He didn't have any lineage that a lot of these so-called masters have. His lineage
oh.
was the fact that he had a massive heart attack, and the
oh.
doctor said he had 2 weeks to live, 3 weeks to live.
Wow.
So he went to work, and he proved to himself that he couldn't die. He proved that he totally his body was healed. And then what he did while he was doing that, he had a tendency to make money, lose money, make money, lose money all of his life.
Sure.
So once he got so positive, he focused that attention, that positive energy, in a direction of financial means and became a multimillionaire. Once he did that, he took a step further than that. He devoted the rest of his life to show other people what he found out. He didn't want anything from anybody. He lived in a world of having. He was not suffering. I never saw him suffer. And I was fortunate enough to hang around him for 22 years. And I've seen people try to attack him in the severest way, and all he did was tell me to love him. And I didn't at the time. I wanted to kill him. And he just told me, no, Larry, you got to love him. And he's 1,000%. Right. Now, years later, centuries later, after our friend Buddha came around, there was a man called Jesus who also talked about love, that love was the answer. And then along came Lester in the 20th century, which is talking in a more practical way, a more modern way of showing you how to get rid of the negativity so you could get enlightened. He called it imperturbability. That means nothing and nobody bothers you again. It's another way of saying that you have peace of mind. And there's only one way to be enlightened is to have peace of mind, which means a 1,000% quiet mind. Nothing going on. So the more you fill up your mind with more information, you're moving further and further away from enlightenment, and you're just feeding your ego. And you're feeding your ego. And by the way, there is no such thing as an ego. You want to get mad at your ego, you're causing yourself trouble. Ego is only a recording, a computer, which
okay.
records and plays back everything that ever happened to you in your lifetimes. And unless you can remove that stuff, it's underwriting you. I mean, Eckhart Tolle talked about being in the now. What he meant is that if you're in it, that you're not in the present moment, most people, they're influenced by past things that have happened to them, their beliefs about money, their beliefs about relationships, their beliefs about their mother, their father, about the world, you see? So if you have all these beliefs, unless you can knock them out, it's stopping you from being realized.
Larry, I got to jump in really quick because you said something that's sent kind of shivers through me, and I don't think I've ever heard it explained this way. You said the ego is nothing more than a recording. Now, you know, a lot of us, I think the way I've thought of it is like the ego is this living, breathing thing.
No,
and you're saying it's like past tense. It's like this inanimate recording that's just playing. And I mean, that just for me, guys, I don't know where everyone else is at. Let me kind of share what that means, but something just moved in me. Like when you said that, I was like, oh my God, that just blew me away.
We created it. We created it when we weren't discriminating. You see, when you have a lot of negativity, you're not discriminating. For example, if you want to get along with your boss, stop fighting with him. It's that simple. But nobody showed us how to do that, you see? So we're not discriminating, you see? And we do have the ability to discriminate. And what made me successful years ago, when I had a lot of anger, man, I was really angry, and yet I was successful. I was hanging around, I was partners with people in the White House. I was partners with Clint Murchison, who founded the Dallas Cowboys. I was hanging around billionaires. And I didn't realize it, but I had the ability to discriminate more so than the average person, which is why I got to be more successful. It didn't necessarily make me happy, but I had a lot of toys.
I wanted to ask you about Lester and when he actually got this secret of the releasing method. I remember stories that I've read. His life became pretty magical. I mean, he used to tell me, I remember talking with you privately and maybe even on this call, that people would just give him buildings and, like, abundance was just everywhere in his hands because he had no attachment. Tell me about that.
Well, when he put his attention on the money situation to correct it that he had, he accumulated 23 buildings in Manhattan. We didn't pay for it.
Oh my
people
God.
Gave it to him. Now, those things are totally mind-boggling. And then what he did, see, he's a scientist, so he's proving things to himself. Do you know what he did? He said, I'm a money machine. I don't need to work for a living. I don't need to do anything. All I got to do is just get in alignment with the universe. So what he does is he takes a trip around the world with no money. Zero money. When I heard about that, I said, what are you talking about, Leslie? You mean you went around begging? He said, no, I went there with the intention that I'm going around the world and I'm safe. If you read a book called The Diary of a Yogi by Yogananda, Lester's favorite story was The Penniless Boys from Vrindavan. Yogananda did the same thing. He went around with his buddy, no money, knowing he was well taken care of. We can all do that, but the thing is we're too busy and we're brainwashed with all of the stupid things that have been told to us, and we just don't know. The thing to do is to go back to the Garden of Eden. See, we came from the Garden of Eden. That's a story. It's a parable, Darius. In the beginning, Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden. They ate the apple of knowledge. We don't know what that means. They ate the As soon as they ate the apple of knowledge, their ego started to work. And as soon as they did that, they got kicked out of the Garden of Eden. Cain killed Abel, and it's been downhill ever since. They didn't have to work. They didn't have to have examinations. They didn't have to get inoculations. Everything was perfect, and we started to think. As soon as we started to think, we got into trouble. Until you got millions of people who are meditating all around the world. And what the attempt is to quiet your mind. Now, recently, the University of Pennsylvania, which studies a quiet mind, there are experts up there, they studied some of our release technique people, and they said that we had a quieter mind, some of our people had a quieter mind than a monk. And I'm talking about people who are lawyers. I'm talking about women who have three kids. Stuff like that. Now you say, how's that possible? Well, we show you how to quiet your mind to get to a place where nothing and nobody bothers you. And as you do that, you get more successful, your body gets healed, your world is surrounded with nothing but miracles. Except they're not miracles, it's the way it is. One of my teachers, and I hear all these storms, and this has happened to many, many of my students, not just one. One of my teachers was in Katrina, in New Orleans when it happened. The only house, you see these pictures of the devastation with the hurricanes or whatever happened just recently.
Right,
right. That area that she lived in looked exactly like you see on television, except the one only house that was standing with no damage in it was her house. The windows weren't broken, there wasn't water damage in there, and everything around her was destroyed. You say, how could that happen? She was in a positive area, and she was in a total alignment with Mother Nature, and she knew how to do it. We showed her how to do it so that she's not negative about it, and she's not pulling anything in on her.
We've got a bunch of questions coming in, Larry, about what this technique is, and a lot of you are asking, does it work on this? Does it ever work on this? Different types of challenges. Let's talk a little bit about what the release technique is. And then if you can talk about some of the things you've seen, some people are asking about physical conditions and health challenges maybe that they've been dealing with and whether it can help alleviate some of that. Tell us more about the technique that Lester discovered and that you've, I believe, really perfected and taken to
the next level. I didn't perfect it. I want to tell you this.
Okay.
You don't fool around with a master's technique. I don't fool around.
I'm just doing
it exactly the way Lester showed it to me, and I'm showing it to other people. I've demonstrated to me personally. I haven't seen it. I used to be a hypochondriac. One of the first things that Lester told me when I first met him, remember, he had no limitations. None. Zero. Zippo. And I'm watching the guy all the time because I was hanging around him all the time. So to me, if you say something, your feet ought to follow your mouth. If it doesn't, you're just talking. You're just talking. And there are a million people talking, but their feet don't follow their mouth. So he tells me there's no such thing as a germ. I said, what? I was a hypochondriac. If you sneeze on a telephone, I'd probably catch a cold. I had every, you name it, hay fever, rose fever, every kind of thing. So I walked away from the meeting because I loved about the method that way, see. I walked away from that meeting and I said, whoa, this is mind-boggling. But if he's right, I get to get rid of all my illnesses. And if he's wrong, I'm no worse off than I am right now. So I applied the technique and I haven't seen a doctor in 35 years. I wouldn't go near one of those people with a 400-foot pole. Not at all. I don't take any medicine. I don't take anything. I don't even let them touch me. They literally studied medicine. They didn't study health. And unfortunately, we're all brainwashed with the pharmaceutical companies putting out this junk that they have on television. If you listen carefully and you're really clear about it, you wouldn't take that junk that they tell you about on television. They read all these disclaimers and stuff like that, and people don't even hear it.
Right,
they're telling
you
you're going to get cancer, you're going to have a heart attack, your head's going to fall off, you're going to lose your eyesight.
But sure to call
your doctor for a free sample. Come on.
Yeah, exactly.
And nobody, that's the ability not to discriminate, to listen to people.
Well, someone just wrote in and said, thank you for telling it like it is, Larry. So they love it. Paul said, thank you, Larry, for telling it like it is. I tell you.
All that medicine is a placebo. If you think it works, it works. And if you don't think it works, it doesn't work. That's it. That's how powerful we are. Unfortunately, if somebody really tells you something and you really believe it, then it goes in your mind like that's the facts. You know, Darius, you don't even know who your mother and father is. One day you woke up, and they said, I'm your mother and I'm your father.
That's right. You really know it.
That's
right.
And we're listening to all this junk that's out there. The New York Times said this. The television said this. CNN said they don't know what they're talking about.
Agreed.
But all that negativity, they have to get negative. Or if nobody would turn to their station. So the more negative, you notice, when something comes up, the next thing that takes over is bigger. You see?
Yep.
Tiger Woods was a problem, and now Tiger Woods isn't a problem because we had a big storm in New York City and all that. And you know something? That's the second time we had a storm in New York City, and I'll tell you why. If they don't know how to release that, they're going to pull it right back in again, just like they did in Omaha. Same place gets pulled right in with the same storm, one or two years later. Mm-hmm. And they don't know that they're doing that. They're actually pulling it right in on them because energy is energy on the planet, unless they're understood that. Now, if you could remove that negative energy, remove the negative energy, then you'd be safe no matter what happens.
Tell me some of the things that you've seen, and we're going to actually get to do the release technique and take some people through it. So if you want to be a part of this, definitely you're going to see a big difference. Hit *2 on your phone. Tell me some of the things you've seen this work with. For example, what sorts of physical issues have you seen the release technique work with? I saw a video, Larry, years ago of a gentleman you doing the technique on who was in a wheelchair and literally got up and started walking.
Well, listen, that man that you talk, well, man, I don't know if this has happened with dozens of them. We have this right now on a Facebook, the Release Technique Facebook page.
Mm-hmm,
you'll see all kinds of miracles there. There's a man who is the head of the Chicago Health Department.
Mm-hmm.
He's a surgeon. He was the head of the Cook County Hospital. He had terrible pain and so on and so forth. And you'll see him throwing away his walking canes and,
wow.
and walking. And it's not. I'm not a healer. I'm just showing you what Lester showed me. If you use a technique, you fix yourself. Don't get involved with healers. It's a bad idea. You're giving your power to somebody. Don't give your power to anybody. You're already realized. And I'll tell you how realized we are. You got up this morning. You opened up your eyes. How did that happen? You decided to open up your eyes, and you got off the bed, and you put your feet down the ground, right? How did that happen?
Right.
That's somebody that's in total control. However, we have a million issues where we say we're not in control. And remove those negative issues, and you'll see that you're in control of everything in the universe. It's your picture. It's just a picture in your mind. And unfortunately, you got a lot of bad pictures in there. So whatever your mind is projecting, you project negativity in the world, it'll play out in the world. You let go of the negativity, and what'll play out in the world is positive. You take a screen. You take a screen, a projection screen, it's blank. It's blank. There's nothing going on. It depends on what you project on the screen.
Yeah.
And that mind of ours is projecting in accordance with the negative pictures that we have in our screen, in our minds, that gets projected out, and that's what happens in the world. Take out those pictures, and everything is just perfect. Harmony. That's it. And we are, except that it takes a practice to get to that place. It takes a practice to get to that place. And most of us are not living life the way we should live it. There's too much suffering, and we only move when we're suffering. We only move when we're suffering, and you don't have to suffer. You don't. However, there's little things that we think that make us happy, like going to the restaurant, going to a cruise. You know what happens if you go with negativity and you come back with after the cruise, you came back with your negativity. So wherever you go, you're taking your garbage with you, with or without the garbage. That's what's happening.
Well, I want to do this, if we can. Before we go too far along, I want to take some people through some of the releasing. And would that be possible? Larry, are you still there? Hold tight, guys. Oh, I think we may have lost Larry. He'll be dialing right back in. What I want to do, for those of you that want to go through the release technique, just hit *2 on your phone, and we are going to work through as many people as possible. As you can see, Larry tells it like it is, and he definitely holds nothing back. And many of you who've been dealing with challenges are going to see how quickly you can just turn that around and turn off the things that seem to be holding you back, that seem to be challenges. So we've got a bunch of people raising their hands. We're going to hold tight.
Darius, I got dropped off the phone by accident, so I'm back.
No problem. Well, we've got tons of people raising their hands. Larry, should we get started? I know you love to demonstrate and show people. So
well, that's the only real
started.
Learning. You see, you couldn't have learned how to walk. There's no way. You didn't speak. You didn't understand what your mother would have said to you. She couldn't talk to you, and she took you by the hand. You fell down 9 million times.
Right.
And one day something clicked, and then from then on you walked.
Yeah.
That's real learning, you see. You didn't have to figure it out. Nobody could tell you to walk. You decided to walk. And by the way, you fell down 9 million times, and you watch little kids, they're laughing all the time. When they fall down, they get up and they laugh. If you weren't determined to walk, you'd still be in the crib. And a lot of people are still falling down, and they fall down, they stay down. Little kids don't stay down. They get up laughing, you see? And that's the real nature of us.
Well, let's do it. I'm going to start taking callers. We've got one person. I'm going to go straight to Lori, and last name S-S-C-A, the first three letters of her last name. She's in Upland, California, at a 909 area code. Oops, hold on one second. Lori, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Lori.
Hi, you're on with Larry.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Hi. How can I help you, Laura? Lori?
Well, I just would like to release. I have this, seems to be a block for myself, that I just go into this resistance. And I go into this little bit of, I just don't have to, I don't want to. And I'm really motivated to do things, but then I go into this resistance, and I don't know where this resistance comes from.
Okay. It's easy. It's easy to undo that thing. It does take a practice. So you see, the problem is you're using that apple that you picked up in the Garden of Eden, that thing called the mind. So go ahead and ask your mind if it knows what the problem is, why you can't do those things. Go ahead and ask it.
It says, because I don't want to.
But it doesn't have an answer.
No.
You want to hear something funny about it? Go ask your ego if it wants you to be happy. Just say, ego, do you want me to be happy?
Ego, do you want me to be happy?
Yeah, what does it say?
No.
Okay, ask it if it wants you to be wealthy.
I would say no.
Yeah.
First thing.
And that's what we're worshiping. That's what we're listening to. And ego. Everybody can do it. You'll get the same answers.
Mm-hmm.
No. I don't want to. No. I don't want to be happy. I don't want. Ask your ego if it wants you to be healthy.
I want to be healthy. And think, no.
Right. And that's who you're worshiping, and that's who you're hanging out with. And it's not
just
the lady,
conscious.
It's everybody. It's subconscious, so you're a zombie, you see. Listening to something that is that we created. We created it when we didn't know what we're doing, and now it's playing back, and we have to listen to it. We think we have to listen to it. Say, my mind is driving me crazy. You forgot that it's your mind. My body is driving me crazy. You forgot that it's your body. So you don't have an answer up there. See, it can only feed back what you put in there. So now you need to make, and can you see that everybody has a thing that when I don't get an answer, I beat myself up. Can you see that?
Yes.
Can you see that you've been disapproving of yourself?
Totally.
You're just feeding yourself more negativity, which is what the ego loves. It feeds on negativity. So now you need to make a decision. I'm going to be positive and love myself, or I'm going to be negative and love my, or I'm going to be negative and beat myself up. What do you decide?
I'd rather be positive and love myself.
Okay, so could you let go of disapproving yourself right now?
Right now, yes.
And could you let go of disapproving of yourself some more?
Yes.
And could you let go of disapproving of yourself some more?
Absolutely.
And a little bit more.
Absolutely.
And a little bit more.
Yes.
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 And could you give yourself some approval?
Yes.
Could you give yourself a little bit more approval?
Yes.
And a little bit more approval.
More approval, yes.
And a little bit more.
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 Absolutely.
Now, how do you feel?
I'm smiling.
Yeah. If you notice, there's a very warm feeling in your body, your stomach, your chest.
Yes.
That's now moving all around your body. Do you notice that?
I notice it mostly in my throat and my heart.
Yeah. That's the love that you've been looking for. It wasn't in the world. It's inside you all the time. You came here with it. Except you've been looking away from it, listening to that ego that tells you not to be happy. How does that grab you? Now I'll show you what you really are, all right?
Okay.
Could you let go of the way you feel right now and see if it gets any better?
Yes.
And could you let go and see if it gets any better?
Yes.
And could you let go and see if it gets any better?
Yes.
And could you let go and see if it gets any better?
Yes.
And could you let go and see if it gets any better?
Yes.
I think we just got knocked off. We'll be right back. So we're going to let that, we're going to let you stay there, and he will be coming back here. I'm not sure what happened. Tell me how you're feeling at this point.
It seems more in the upper part of my body. It's where I'm like throat chakra, and the upper part seems to be kind of coming alive. So that's kind of interesting.
Very interesting. Okay. And we will be waiting for Larry to come back.
Okay.
Very interesting. I want to know, is anybody following along and actually doing this with Lori? And you certainly can do this and do what she's doing. I got a bunch of people. And one.
Darius, I got disconnected again.
No problem. All right. Well, Lori's waiting and she says she's
All right.
doing it.
All right. How do you feel now, Lori?
Lighter.
Okay, now could it get any better? Can you let go and find out?
Yes, absolutely.
Could it get any better? Can you let go and find out?
Yes.
Can it get any better? Can you let go and find out?
I'll let go and find out, yes.
Can you get any better? Can you let go and find out?
Yes.
Now, if you notice, you're moving up and you're getting lighter and lighter.
Yes, I am.
How high is up?
I can feel it up into my chest and it feels very
light.
I'm
just telling you, if you kept doing this for hours, you'd be on it. You'd be blissed out so much you wouldn't believe it. And that's the real nature. That's who you are. Except you've been looking away from that.
Yes.
Now, is it more of a feeling you're going to get bothered by anything?
No, it seems a little bit more solid and grounded into me.
Right. Now, if you can get to that place, you'd get to a place that where Lester was, where nothing and nobody bothers you, mm-hmm. and everything falls in your lap, and you can do anything without an effort. It's your ego that's resisting, you see?
So do you start this every day, just lighting up and talking to yourself each day?
Well, you're not talking to yourself. You're practicing it. And we show you step by step. Darius, he'll tell you what we have to offer.
Okay.
And we show you step by step how to get to that place. It does take a practice. Most people are more interested in a pizza than they are in having a decent life. They're more interested in taking a cruise, and they know they're bothered. So you escape for a little while, you come back, and you're still where you were before, still bothered.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you do with your time? What is most people doing with their time? They're looking for happiness with drips and drabs, a little bit here and a little bit there.
Mm-hmm.
All those television shows and all this, it's all negative.
Mm-hmm.
Even the funny ones are not that funny.
That's true. Hey, Larry, I want to say this. Yeah. You've got a lot of people actually following along. Tracy says, I'm following. I enjoy the work that flows. It's simple and instant. Mm-hmm. Another person, absolutely awesome, Fist. Mary Lynn says, powerful light. Mm-hmm. Susan says, yes, I'm experimenting a change. Thank you, Justine. I feel the heat. Let's take another caller and see where we can go. Thank you, Lori. We're going to take Charlene in Twin Cities. Charlene, you're on with Larry. What can we do for you?
Hi, Charlene.
Hi, Larry. Listening to the last process, the energy around me is getting higher and lighter, and that feels good.
Yeah,
good.
I've been feeling really sad lately, and we haven't had any sunshine here in the Twin Cities for, like, weeks. Seems like we have Portland's weather. And I just feel like...
All right. You're being affected by the weather. Now, look, you're a realized person right now. You ever notice cows? Do they complain when the weather is raining? They sit there, they keep eating. They don't complain. Do the trees complain? They're more realized than we are. Human beings are backwards. You take a shower in the morning, don't you? What are you complaining about the weather for? As if you can do anything about it, but the good news is you can. You can have sunshine wherever you want. Lester showed us how to do that, and I showed all my students how to do it. That the weather, he says you can control the weather. When he told me that originally, I said, what are you, crazy? Control the weather. Whenever I used to go on vacation, it used to rain all the time. Once I put the technique in practice, wherever I go, the weather is beautiful. I don't care if it's in the middle of a snowstorm. It doesn't matter. Now, I don't want to sound egotistical. What I'm saying is that anybody can do it. Anybody can do it. So, can you see that you've been, can you see that you feel out of control about the weather?
Yeah.
Okay. So, could you let go of wanting control so you can have control?
Oh, paradox. Sure, why not?
It's not a paradox. Could you let go of can you stand up and sit down at the same time? There's nothing paradoxical about that. Let me see you stand up and sit down at the same time. It can't be done, can it?
With anti-gravity control, I could do it.
Listen, I don't want to play around with that. Can you stand up and sit down at the same time? You can't. You either want or you have. And most of the planet is living in a world of wanting, which is what Buddha said causes suffering. So could you let go of wanting to control so you can have control?
Yes.
And could you let go of wanting to control so you can have control?
Yes.
And which feels better, having control or wanting control?
Having control.
So could you let go of wanting to control so you can have control?
Yes.
And does it feel more like you have control or do you still want control?
A little of both, sorry.
All right, well, so you did a shift. If you would let go of all your wanting, you would have the most amazing shift that you could ever happen. You'd fall right into what you really are. you'd leave the realm of suffering, you'd leave the realm of desire, and you'd move right into having. You either want or you have. Which feels better, having or wanting?
Having.
It's a choice. So could you let go of wanting so you could have?
Yes.
And could you let go of wanting so you could have?
Yes.
And which feels better, wanting or having?
Having.
So could you let go of wanting so you could have?
Yes.
Does it feel more like you can have, or do you still want?
I still want.
Okay, so you're still suffering.
Yes.
Well, it's your choice. You know, if I asked a 5-year-old kid which feels better, having or wanting, what are you going to say? Having. And you're saying what's better is wanting out of habit. Do you see that? Now you will continue to be bothered. I'll give you this in writing. You will be continue to be bothered by the weather as long as you're into wanting. You're out of control, my dear. And you're walking around saying, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to stay out of control. A realized person is going to continue to be out of control. So can you see that you're trying to figure out, let me go back to kindergarten now and try to kick it up to graduate school. Well, let me go back to kindergarten. Can you see that you're trying to figure out why you feel sad?
Yes.
So on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the saddest and 0 being the least sad, where would you be?
5.
Okay. So I can show you how to get rid of the sadness, but you're going to have to do something totally different than you used to doing. Are you willing to do that?
Yes.
All I need you to do is to say yes to the sadness so I can help you get rid of the sadness. So could you say yes to the sadness?
Yes.
Could you say yes to the sadness some more?
Yes.
And could you say yes to the sadness some more?
Yes.
Could you say yes to the sadness some more?
Yes.
Could you say yes to the sadness some more?
Yes.
And could you say yes to the sadness some more?
Yes.
And a little bit more?
Yes.
Now, on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the saddest and 0 being the least sad, where would you be now?
2.
Okay, so you know what's happening now? See, who developed computers is minds. So computers work like minds, and minds work like computers. That's what we call the ego, is a computer in our minds. Now, in order to delete something in the computer says, are you sure you want to delete me, yes or no? If you don't hit the yes button, it doesn't get deleted. And the mind is built so you don't delete anything in there. It doesn't want you to release anything. It's supposed to keep all the information, just like your computer keeps information. You got it? So when you say yes, it's a way of letting go of the negativity, just like you're deleting a computer. So you went down from 5 to 3 or 2?
Yes.
Okay. So now this will surprise you, but go ahead and ask the sadness if it wants to leave. Just say, sadness, follow me. Sadness?
Sadness.
Do you want to leave?
Do you want to leave?
What's it say?
No.
Well, you're talking to your ego. Talk to the sadness. Say, sadness. No. Sadness, do you want to leave?
Sadness, do you want to leave? Yes.
Yeah, it says yes. Okay? Now, here's what you do. Say, I love you, sadness.
I love you, sadness.
I really love you.
I really love you, sadness.
I love you.
I love you, sadness.
I love you if you leave.
I love you, sadness, if you leave.
And I love you if you stay.
And I love you if you stay.
I just love you unconditionally.
I just love you unconditionally.
And notice you're starting to laugh now, see?
Yeah.
So it's just feeling the positive feelings. Now, on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being the saddest and 0 being the least saddest, where would you are you now?
Probably down to 0.5.
All right, 0.5. So I think I heard you say that the sadness wanted to leave. Did I hear you right?
Yes.
And am I talking to the owner? Are you really the owner?
Yes.
Okay. And does it feel nice, the sadness?
Yes.
No, it doesn't feel nice. The sadness doesn't feel nice. It's the joy that you're experiencing that feels
it's
nice.
It's because I want to bake a cookie, so I guess I'm in kind of a cookie. You know, you bake something cookies, it's a good feeling.
So look, just say to this remaining 0.5, because see, it's a virus, and if you don't get rid of it, it'll creep back in. just like it will in a computer. You just say to the sadness, I'm the boss.
I'm the boss.
And it's just a story in my head.
And it's just a story in my head.
And I'm letting you go.
And I'm letting you go.
So where are you now?
Good. I'm at zero.
All right. Now look how fast that happened. Now, did I do anything for you? Did I give you a bunch of cookies? Did I give you gold? Did I blow in your ear? No. So, can you see? You're laughing.
She is. Okay. She's definitely laughing.
I know. So, could it get any better? Can you let go and find out?
Yes, thank you.
Could it get any better? Can you let go and find out?
Yes, thank you.
And could you let go and find out?
Yes.
And could it get any better? Can you let go and find out?
Yes.
And could it get any better? Can you let go and find out?
Yes.
And could it get any better? Can you let go and find out?
Yes.
Now, how do you feel?
I feel really good.
And if you keep doing that, you get lighter and lighter and lighter and lighter.
Wow.
Thank you. That feels really good.
Now, it takes a practice to do it, so I don't want to delude anybody, and I don't want anybody to think I'm doing it. I'm not. I'm just showing you what Lester showed me, and if you follow the process and you learn the technique, which takes a practice, I'm not going to lie to you, it does take a practice. And if you practice it, it's practicing finding out what love is. It's practicing being the real person you are. It's practicing truth. And all the stuff that we think in the world is going to make us happy, take a look at all these wealthy people, and they're not happy. And yet we've been told that in order to be happy, you have to have a lot of money. I believe that. It's not true. And I started to make more money, but I don't effort at it. I just get out of the way and my pockets are filled. I haven't worked in 35 years. I wouldn't dream of it.
Well, we just had one person ask that. They said, can this help with money? Another person asking about weight gain. I just want to ask that about weight gained and things of that sort. Any opinions on that? And then after you answer that, I want to go to another person. I want to
all
keep
right.
going.
Darius.
Yes, sir.
It's all a mental thing. So if you think you're fat, you are. And if you think you're not, you're not. Eliminate the thoughts that say that you're fat, and you'll discover that you're not. That's it. You can take all the Jenny Craigs you want. All these people, they go up and down. They take pills, weight loss pills, and they finally lose some weight. And then before you know it, they gain the weight back. They make some money, and then they blow it. Because there's programs in there that are sabotage programs, and unless you remove those mental viruses, those sabotage programs, you'll keep spinning around, and never being happy. What the world is looking for, everybody, is happiness with no sorrow. That's what everybody's looking for, you see? And the question is, we're looking for it in the wrong way. This is a world that's got us competing against each other, which is in the antithesis of love. We're not happy when a friend of ours makes a lot of money. We're jealous. Not everybody, but most of us.
Yeah.
That's negative.
Sure.
If you knew what you really are, you'd say, oh, wow, that person just made $1 million. Wonderful. Terrific. That's really being positive.
Yep, exactly.
Not bitching about it and complaining and beating yourself up. Why don't I do it? Why did he get the promotion and I didn't? Because you're competing with each other and you're suffering. It's about love.
All right, let's take another caller. I want to jump in. We've got, we're going to take Sydney in South Bend, Indiana. Sydney, are you there? Or maybe it's Kelsey at 574.
Yes.
Hello, what's your name?
Yes. I have been dealing with multiple health challenges for many, many years.
Right.
And I just can't seem to get beyond that, and it has just laid me out.
All right.
And
well,
active in helping with the evolution of humankind, and I just feel out of the game right now.
Okay, I got it, dear. And because you're listening to your friend, your mind, it's not your friend. It's your enemy. You see? And it doesn't want to erase things, right? So go ahead and ask your mind if it knows how to get rid of your illnesses. Ask it. What does it say?
To realize who I really am.
What does your mind tell you? Do you know how to get rid of your... I know you're practicing positive thinking, but it isn't getting you healthy. You don't realize it, but on a subconscious level, you're practicing negative thinking. All the time thinking that you're practicing positive thinking.
Yes.
Otherwise, you'd be well. You wouldn't be sick. What Lessa did is he got rid of all of his non-loving feelings and his body was healed. Can you see that you've been disapproving of your body?
Yes.
How is that going to get you better?
It won't. Yeah,
who's been doing it? Who's been disapproving of your body? You have. Can you see that?
Yes.
All right. So now we got to discriminate. I'm helping you discriminate. Remember I told you that in the beginning of my life, I had the ability to discriminate, except I didn't know it. It was just something I had. And that made me more successful. Now, could you let go of disapproving of yourself?
Yes.
And could you let go of disapproving of yourself some more?
Yes.
And a little bit 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 more?
Yes.
And could you give yourself some approval?
Yes.
Could you give yourself a little bit more approval?
Yes.
And a little bit more?
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 Yes.
Now, how does it feel? Are you less bothered?
Well, it feels better, and sometimes I visit this place, but it doesn't seem to stick.
Well, keep beating it up and see if it goes away. You use the word stick. You've been hitting yourself with a stick. Do you have any pain right now? Anywhere?
I have great discomfort in my body, yes.
Okay, in your whole body, all right? So that's especially discomfort. Would you call it pain, or what would you call it?
The distress seems to be mostly in my digestive system and a brain fog.
All right. I'm not laughing. It's silly. You listen to these doctors who don't know what they're doing.
No.
Yeah. Where'd you get that stuff from? The internet or from a doctor? Can you see you got a picture that your body is sick? Can you get that? Close your eyes and you got a story that you're sick and you're suffering. Can you see that?
Yes.
All right. Does that story help you at all?
No.
All right. So just like the genie in the bottle in the television show where she evaporates out of the bottle, could you just allow that picture that you have in your mind to evaporate and dissolve? And tell me when it's gone.
Yes.
Is it gone?
I'm here.
Is the picture gone? Is the story gone?
It's disappearing.
Right. Now just let the whole thing disappear and watch what happens. That's experiential. Just let the whole story just evaporate and dissolve. Now, how does it feel?
More hopeful.
Right.
Wow.
Now, could you let the whole thing go? All of it go? There's no value at all. There's no value at all. The picture doesn't please you, does it? Is it a nice picture? No. Could you just let the whole picture evaporate and dissolve?
Yes.
And more?
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 Yes.
And even more?
Yes.
Now, how do you feel?
Well, I think I might get up and see if I can dance. I'm very unstable on my feet, but I think I'm going to learn to dance again.
Okay.
There isn't anything you can do, my dear. It's all a mental picture.
and it doesn't matter your age.
Oh, no. That's a bunch of nonsense.
This is what I believe on one level.
Well, you could believe it, but you see, there's subconscious programs that you have. We all have them, too. If you get rid of it, then you're unlimited. Lester walked around in his mid-80s like a little five-year-old kid. And he ended up in Sedona, Arizona, where you got these high mountains and so on, and he was showing us around. And my friend and I, when the first time we were there, we were sitting in the car, afraid to get out of the car, and he's walking around the edge of the mountains like a billy goat. Said, "Come on!" And we were shaking in our boots. Now, I learned a technique, and I can walk on the mountains like a billy goat now. But it took me a while to get rid of my fear. Mm-hmm. And those are just feelings. That's all they are, feelings. That's all.
Yes, yes.
And you have the power within you, if you're a realized person, to let those feelings go. And that's what Lester discovered, that they're just feelings. They're not real. They color the picture of what we see in the world out. So we're projecting a negative feeling, we're projecting a feeling of I can't. You see, what I got you to do is to release a little bit so now you're beginning to see that you can. Can you see that? Move from I can to I can. Can you see that?
Yes.
And that just took a couple of releases. Now, if you want to get rid of the whole thing altogether, then you get this package that we have, which shows you step-by-step how to do it. And it's amazing. The whole thing is amazing. We got so many gains from those things. People writing all over the world, getting rid of every illness you could think about. You name it. And you see, it's dealing with the mind. Multiple sclerosis. Here's a man who's an NBA champion. His name is Wally Osterkorn. He was a former NBA champion with the Syracuse Nationals in 1955. He's been bothered by arthritis. He released on it. In 2 weeks, it was all gone. He's completely free of arthritis pain, sciatic pain, and he did it because of the release technique. Here's a lady that had multiple sclerosis, Judy Jones. Since completing the abundance course, I've had the most amazing gains. Complete releasement of grief of my father's sudden illness and passing. Complete release of my diagnosis of multiple sclerosis, including disillusion of physical symptoms and fear it would return. Completely healthy now. All my negative feelings are all gone. I moved tons of landscape rocks, a half an acre, with only a wheelbarrow in 3 hours with ease.
Oh my gosh, Larry, this is astounding. Read me some more. I love these stories. Just keep going. And we've got a question about money, or maybe what we could do is talk about that a little bit. But I'd love to hear some more of these stories.
Well, here's a lady that she's osteomyelitis is gone.
My doctors
can't figure out why they even diagnosed me with that in the first place. All tests are coming in negative. Before we released, we were talking about surgery and intense antibiotics for 6 weeks. They use scary phrases like dead bone. Now they are down just talking about how to deal with a small cut that has already begun to heal. If there's any doubt that the technique works, have them talk to me. I'm living proof. Guess who released herself out of the hospital? Katrina.
Wow.
And you can see a picture of her. She was operated 10 different times. And she's walking in crutches all of her life, and you can see. Go to our Facebook account, original release technique. You'll see a picture of Katrina throwing away her crutches, walking without them.
Wow!
And it's not some kind of religious anything. It's just showing you step by step how to do it. Here's a man who's a doctor. I lost 36 pounds. All labs are normal. And have the energy and the stamina like I never had before. Eating right, exercise are not enjoyable and effortless. I need no medications. I just turned 74, and releasing has given me a new leaf on life. Ed Fan.
Yeah. Wow.
I could go on. Here's the tumors benign. I could go on and on and on. So, you know, here's a lady that, listen to this. She wants to report that in 2 months after releasing, she looks 10 years younger. And she sent us a before and after picture. So I've got thousands and thousands of testimonies like this, and I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't get these testimonials. Every day I get tons and tons of testimonials. Here's a man, carpal tunnel, completely gone.
Yeah.
I suffered with carpal tunnel in my right hand for years. I decided to prove to myself that this ailment is merely an erroneous thought in my memory bank. So I released it. It took me about 30 minutes on it, and the carpal tunnel is completely gone, not a trace of pain ever since.
You bring up a really good point. You said that this disease or this problem or this challenge is a faulty memory in my memory bank. That is a interesting way to look at it. Is that really what a lot of the challenges we face are? If our ego keeps us stuck, and you said our ego is just a recording, like a tape, it's a faulty tape, a faulty wire, a faulty thing.
Yeah. And basically there's somebody, there's a college, a Harvard University professor said that what causes illness is an immune system that's broken. We have a faulty immune system.
Right.
And to the extent, and that's accumulated by all the stress that we've accumulated over lifetimes. This is a college professor, Harvard.
Mm.
And what he said, the only thing that can get rid of a broken immune system is love. That's the only thing that can do it.
Mm.
And that's what Lesser discovered. He discovered by getting rid of all of his non-loving feelings, his body was healed. Totally healed. And I've seen him for 22 years. He was playing tennis with us in his mid-70s. And we were huffing and puffing, and he didn't have a sweat.
All right, I want to get some questions that people have. We've got a bunch of people writing in.
Sure.
One person is asking, what do you do, Charlene asks, when you have to deal with negative people directly? So, like, let's say Charlene releases, but she lived maybe, let's say, in a household. I don't know for sure, but people are negative there, maybe. Her husband, maybe her
I hear that all the time. Because she doesn't like it, it's like a magnet. She's pulling it right at her. Because she doesn't like those people, she's pulling it right at him. If she would learn how to let go of disapproving of them and send them approval, and don't do it for them, but do it for you,
okay,
they'd stop bothering her. They'd go away.
Wow. Wow. Okay, another question. Send them in, folks. I want to make sure that we really serve you. Another person, Charlene, says, I want to go back to money. Please tell me, does it work with money? What do we go through with money? What do we do with money and what the ego is saying?
Okay. I've had people, hundreds and hundreds of people becoming millionaires. From totally broke, absolutely broke, to being a millionaire. You heard Steve Wynn, he read it, $30,000, he's a multimillionaire later.
Yeah.
I've got hundreds of them, all the time like that. Here's a man, he said, eliminates credit card debt. I had charges adding up to $25,000 on credit cards. I thought it was no way of paying off. I thought I'd have to sell my house. I've been using the Abundance Course for 3 months. Last week, my intuition gave me the answer, and the credit cards are 95% paid off. I didn't have to sell my house. I have the money to pay off, and I didn't see it.
Mm.
The leasing really works. I'm 65 years old, and I'm debt-free. And on and on and on. You see, when we're blinded by our negativity, blinded by worry, blinded by fear, we can't see that we don't have a problem. What we're doing is holding in mind the problem, and if you hold in mind the problem, it projects on the screen of life. Get rid of that problem. Get rid of that worried fear. We've been brainwashed to think that fear helps us. It started when we were a little baby. Mothers are telling us, be careful of strangers. Be careful of cold weather. Be careful of cars. Be careful of fire. And so we got brainwashed to think that fear is some good thing. It's not. And there's a guy called Franklin Delano Roosevelt. He said there's nothing to fear but fear itself. The problem is he didn't show you how to get rid of the fear. So the extent that you got fear, the extent that you're holding in mind what you don't want.
Quick question, Larry, that just came in. Someone's asking, the program that you put together, and I want to say this, guys, it's so cool, is this is available for everybody. It used to be you'd have to go somewhere. I'm sure when Lester taught it, you have to go to a conference room, you know, years ago and go to a seminar, live event. Mm-hmm. This is actually all available online now, anywhere in the world. You can do this, and I'm going to share where it is. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Larry, LARRY now. UWealthRevolution.com/Larry, LARRY now. And Larry, a question someone had is they go look at this page. First of all, I'm astounded. The price is a huge, I mean, it's an incredible gift at $97 if they want just the online version. Big question someone had, it's called the Abundance Course. Tons of things here. Is it only related to money, or is it related to all areas?
No, it's a way of emptying your mind out, but it's not only that. I'm going to give you 22 sessions of the digital online audio set that we used to sell for $270. Well, we still do it, but because Darius has a picture of me in bed with a goat, we're offering it for a lot less. And I'm also...
I know. I've never seen it at this price. I mean, I'm just telling you guys, this is something really special that
not
we
only that, but
this
you're gonna,
is huge.
And not only that, but you're going to save the shipping charges, because if you order today, you can have it today. We'll send it to you.
Yeah, right now. Yeah,
and so
right
what
now.
Happens is, we also, I'm throwing in, since most people, one of the biggest problems in the world is people lacking money and not being able to live the lifestyle. It's affecting the world. So I'm also giving you a digitally online sample of our Financial Freedom Lifestyle course, which normally sells for $495.
Wow.
And that's not all. We're also going to offer free coaching. Nobody ever does that. Once
wow.
you have the release
yes.
technique, I have people that I've trained that will answer the call Monday through Friday at 9 to 5:30 Pacific Coast time, and they're standing by and they'll help you release once you're a graduate. And that itself would be worth thousands of dollars. In addition to that, I'm also giving you samples of Lester CDs, where you hear Lester himself talking about realization and awareness and what you really are. You get samples of that to digitally download. You also get videos of included. There's an audio called Lester in His Own Words, which you'll hear about, where he's talking about the natural state of happiness with no sorrow. You'll hear Lester talking about willpower, how to demonstrate willpower. I'm giving you that, all included. You'll have a CD called Eliminating Resistance to Having Success. There's another CD called, How to Be in Release 24/7. It's easy to do. It's like breathing. There's another one, it's called Health, How to Show You Get Rid of Your Illnesses. Another one, Anger Management, shows you how to eliminate anger and frustration. Another one, How to Have Unlimited Health and Wellness, all included in this package. In addition to that, we also have a video that we did called Happiness, What Is It? It's a full movie that you get all included. And then you'll also get a 10 streaming My Coaches, tips from my coaches, 10 of them, in a video, all included. So all of that, if you add it all up, it's about $4,260, and I'm giving it to you for $97.
But they're also getting the coaching, which is when they finish the program, they get stuck, they have a rough day, something comes back, they feel like, oh my gosh, I thought, you know, I don't know what to do. They can call that number and actually get that coaching, including this package. Now, Larry, usually is there a special code they need to enter for this offer through us? Okay.
No. You just tell them where to find it. I assume they can just hit the button.
Yep, it's at uwealthrevolution.com/Larry, LARRY, now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I have, I think you have something different. Sonia gave me something different, but... Go to www.releasetogether.com/SN13.
No, that's what we've got is the...
No, you tell them the right one then. Never mind.
Okay. uwealthrevolution.com/Larry now, LARRY now. And that'll take us there, and I even see UWealth Revolution, looks like at the top of the page. So I think we're good. So this is good. So... it's there. I want to ask for people that want the hard copy CDs or they want to get it in the mail, that's actually $249 if you want the CD set. But guys, literally, for if you just want to download on your computer and you want to get into the digital streaming, it actually is only $97.
But you can buy both. You can get both right away for $247. So you can get the hard copy because some people wanted to put it in their cell phone and other stuff like that. So you can get the hard copy for $247 together with the digitally online course. You can have both.
Wow. I'm just reading all of the comments and testimonials. It's pretty amazing. And there's a 30-day no-risk love it or shove it. Tell me about that. Not that we want people to do that, but if it's not
if you want your money back, if you can even have called up a number of times to our support team, and if you still say it's not for me, we just give you a refund. Not a big deal. No questions asked. You get a refund, and that's it. If you have the hard copy, you're going to have to send it back, but on the other one, we'll just disconnect you off the thing, and you won't be able to listen to it anymore.
Wow. All right. Any questions you have for Larry? One person's asking, they've been, the big question someone has here is, I'm a business owner, Dora, who was very successful before the housing bust. I'm working so hard now, but I cannot get back to how it used to be. How can Dora in Tampa get unstuck?
She just asked that if she picks up the telephone, I'll give her a small demonstration. But in the meantime,
I'd love for you to do that, Dora, if you can. If you have the number, dial in, and I'll look for you.
But look, you asked me about millionaires, so I just turned to a page where I have a list of dozens and dozens of millionaires. I'll just read some of them for you here. Here's a lady, 6 months a millionaire. In less than 6 months since starting the abundance course, I become a millionaire. Helene Aronson.
6 months?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'll have to take
housewife becomes housewife becomes a millionaire. Sales office becomes number one. Here's a man from penniless to millionaire in less than 1 year. I started with the release taking less than a year ago. At the time, my finances were horrible. 4 days ago, my company secured an order from Taiwanese Corporation. My financial situation improved overnight. Thank you, Larry and Lester. Here's a person that's a businessman, Joe Borelli. He's a very good friend of mine. He's increased his net worth 500%. 500%. Here's a person that says $1.3 million by release and only. Yesterday I received a commission check for the amount of $1,386,000. I honestly believe if it wasn't not for the dedication I made to releasing every day, this would not have happened. And I can go on and on and on with all these things here. And what Lester discovered is the answer to life. That's what it comes down to. And the only way you're going to find out is to prove it to yourself. That's the only way to find out because that's the truth. You can delude yourself and say, I'm going to be a millionaire. You can practice positive thinking all you want. You can hold it. You can have visualization all you want. If you got negative subconscious thoughts, you can visualize them now that the cows come home. It isn't going to work. By getting rid of the negativity, you'll turn yourself around and everything will work. Here's a man says eliminates credit card debt. Well, I read that before. Here's a man who's a doctor in Chicago. He says, since taking a course, I made $920,000 using the release technique. It's simple and easy, and I've been amazed. And I could go on and on and on. I bet it.
Wow.
Let's see if we can show some people what we're talking about. What I'm telling you is, here's a man, by the way, I'm just looking here. Here's a man, he's a cardiologist, a head cardiologist of Drexel University. He said, I came off my high blood pressure medication. All pain and discomfort I had disappeared by using the amazing release technique. I recommend it to all. The guy's the head cardiologist of Drexel University. He quit, by the way.
Right.
He doesn't do that anymore. He doesn't want to hand out garbage.
Wow. Wow, and I can imagine when you get rid of that, you may even, you know, move closer to your life's purpose and let the voices that keep you from doing all the things that you want to do, that silly recording in your head, it's gone, and you can definitely maybe move towards that and be more of who you really are. Another question came in from one caller who's asking, does this matter how long you've been stuck or how long you've been dealing with these issues? Is there a point, Larry, where you've ever met someone where it's just not possible?
No.
They've been dealing with it too long, or they've been locked in place?
Not at all. It'll take you minutes to let go of that stuck place. It's nothing. Listen, you said something, and I'd like to show you this, Darren, because we've been friends for a number of years.
Sure.
And I see where you're moving, and I told you myself, you're really moving up a lot, and it's lovely to see. It's just it's a joy in my life to see you doing what you're doing. And I'll just show you something. You want to know what your life purpose is right now? I'll show you right now.
Okay.
Can I work with you right now?
Actually, me, sure, let's do it.
Well, this is simple. You won't have to do anything.
Okay.
All right? So get in touch with, get a picture of, and everybody follow along. Get a picture of what you call your mind. And just allow that picture of your mind to evaporate and dissolve, just like the genie in the bottle. And more. And more. And more. Now get a picture of what you call your body, whatever that means to you, and just allow that picture of your body to evaporate and dissolve. And more. And more. And get in touch with that thing that tells you that if I don't do it, it won't get done. Could you allow that picture to evaporate and dissolve that tells you that you have to do everything, and if you don't do it, it won't get done? Could you just allow that picture to evaporate and dissolve?
Yes.
All right. Now, I want you to ask yourself, if I'm not my mind and I'm not my body, what am I? What answer you get?
Infinite.
All right. Could you just surrender to that infinite? That infinity. Could you just surrender to it?
Mm-hmm.
Put your bags down and allow it to take over.
Okay.
And surrender to it some more. And some more, and some more, and some more. Now, this is what I call quiet. And quiet speaks to us. It's very spontaneous. It's very different than the mind. So let's ask quiet some questions, and you'll hear what it has to say. And we're talking to a place called beingness, or higher awareness. So ask quiet, from a quiet point of view, is there such a thing as the past? Take what
no.
you get.
Okay.
What did it say?
No. No.
Right? And there's such a thing as the future. Just take what you get.
No.
Is there such a thing as birth?
No.
Or death?
No.
Or right or wrong?
No.
Or good or bad?
No.
And ask quiet what you're supposed to do to make a living.
Joy.
Okay.
Love.
And ask quiet if you what you have to do to be realized.
Be.
Right. So could you just be the way you are right now? Just be, and be, and be, and be, and be, and be, and be. Are you? Listen to what your answer is. Are you?
Yes.
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 You notice you keep getting higher and higher, just asking, are you?
Yeah. I start laughing.
Right.
Yes.
Because it's inside of all of us.
Yeah.
It's inside of all of us right now. We're already free, all the time acting like we're not. We're knocking ourselves out to be something that we're not. It takes a lot of effort to be something that you're not. When you already are. All the time looking for that place that's in the world, and it's not in the world. It's inside you.
Mm.
And you'll never find it outside yourself. It's an inside job. It's not an outside job. I know I was...
I opened my eyes. It's like, well, definitely, that was... I'm still there, but that was incredible. I just want to say that, and wow. I want to hear what, if people did that with me, what they felt too, because one of the things I wanted was I want everyone to experience it, so I'm glad that you made it for everybody too. That was what I was worried about. I want everybody to get a chance to experience this. Larry, great feeling. Wow.
It's our true nature, and you could feel this way all the time, and it takes a practice. You might
have a lot more
right
energy
now.
Too. I'll just tell you this: I've got a lot more energy because I'm just a lot more free. I mean, it's very, Very profound.
Darius, you have all the energy in the world, in the universe. You know why?
Wow.
You are the universe.
Yeah.
It's like an ocean, you know? An ocean is a big ocean, right? But
right.
If you take some water and you spill it out, there's drops there. So each one of us is part of this ocean, you see? And when we have an ego, we split ourselves off the ocean and we became a separate drop.
Mm.
Well, but the truth of the matter is we separated ourselves from the oneness that we are, trying to be something that we're not. There's an ocean, an ocean. If you spill the water back in the ocean, what happens to the drops? Does the drops remain separate? No, it doesn't.
Mm.
It's an ocean.
Mm. Mm.
And we are a human being who forgot what we are. We want to be Darius. We want to be Larry. We want to be the doctor. We want to be the mother. We want to be the nurse.
Mm.
And you don't have to do that. You could do all those things, by the way, but without an effort. You could be anything you want to have. It's all a thought.
I see it. Yeah, well, I see it, and other people are feeling it right now. Justine just wrote in from Denver, and I encourage everyone else to. She says, it was unreal. The heat is passing through my body. The light even looks brighter. That's Justine, and so many others are writing in similar comments, energy going through them, heat, movement, life. This is very powerful. It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Larry, Larry, now, Now. Larry, any final words, any final thoughts for people here? I mean, you've given us so much experience, group exercise, people working individually, so much truth and so much love here. Any other things you want to share to the people? Or maybe for people that just don't know or don't want to try, I'm actually going to go through and do the whole program myself. I've already decided today, so I'll be joining people, you know, in spirit as we go through this and sharing more and more of what I experience. I know I just got a taste. I'm going to keep going deeper, and I've known Larry for what, about 4 years now, and we've done some stuff privately, but we're gonna go full force now.
Well, I'm just so happy for you because I see that you've made a major jump in your own life, being surrounded by a lot of the people that you're using in your calls and stuff like that. And I was tempted to call you up privately, and then I said, no, we'll just wait till we do this thing, you know? And, you know, it's almost like I didn't want to make you wrong, but I just wanted to show you what you really are.
Yeah.
And there's a difference between you. You can't even describe it. Can you describe what you just experienced?
No. And, you know, I got to say this. Yeah, I got to say this. You brought me back to a place I experienced in actually a time when I was out of my body.
Yeah.
If that puts any sort of calibration on it.
Well, how about that? How about the fact that you're not your body? The problem is you're identifying your body and you're identifying your mind, and
that's
where your trouble starts.
That's right. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. That's exactly why it felt that way. That's right.
Anybody who's a master does not identify with their mind or their body, which is totally foreign to almost everybody on the planet. You tell them that, they say you're crazy. You're nuts.
Wow.
And the problem is, unless they had a body, except he wasn't identifying. He wasn't attached to it.
Yeah.
He didn't use his mind. He used his intuition. And we don't even understand what intuition is. You get to a place where you know that you know that you know that you know.
Hmm.
You see? And once you get to that place, it's inside of all of us. It's unlimited power, harnessing the most powerful energy in the universe. It's inside you and each one of you. But it takes a practice to discover what you really are. And it's not that difficult. It just takes a willingness to do it. Nothing is going to stop me. I'm tired of schlepping around with this thing and that thing and studying this and reading this book and not getting any answers. Here's a way to get the real answers. Lester, let me tell you something. I grew up in the Bronx, and I was not a very trusting person.
Mm.
So now I meet Lester, and he's calling me all the time, and he's became my best friend. And I'm thinking, I got to watch this guy, because someday he's going to try to put his hand in my pocket. That's where I was coming from.
Right.
And one day after taking a very advanced course on the fear of dying, which is just another feeling, by the way, and I didn't know what was going on. In the meeting, half the room left, and Lester's talking about the fear of dying. And I stayed in the room and so on and so forth, and then I kept working on what he was showing me. And one day it just hit me, and I said, oh, my God. You see, Lester didn't have an ego, so he didn't walk around with an entourage. He wasn't a big shot. He didn't act like a big shot. He lived in a little humble apartment in Manhattan. And, you know, if you looked at it, you say, well, who is this guy, you know? So it hit me. I said, oh, my God, I'm hanging around. Look who I'm hanging around with. So I called him up. I was fortunate enough to be able to talk to him anytime I wanted. And I said, Lester, how many people in the history of the planet found out what you found out that know what you know? And he said, well, a few of us come around every once in a while, but you can do it. His attitude was, if you're interested, I'll show you how to do it.
Right.
And that's what he did. He didn't want anything from anybody. He didn't have to cheat anybody because he lived in a world of having. Can you feel that feeling that you have right now?
Yeah.
Are you missing anything?
No.
The desire is gone. The suffering is gone until you start kicking up the mind again, and then you'll get back to suffering.
Mm.
You see, you're not suffering anymore. That happiness, that laughter that you have, is your real true nature. And it's in every one of us. But as long as you're into desire, you're going to continue to suffer. Buddha knew what he was talking about. His technique was meditation, which is excellent. But Lester's technique is a lot easier to do. It's more 21st century, you know, a lot easier to do, a lot easier to, you know, meditation is excellent. I'll never knock it. In fact, there's a man who's a scientist, and you can also see him on our Facebook account. And he came around. I didn't know who he was. Turned out he's a professor in Florida University. He hung around Muktananda for 40 years. Met him in India, went to his ashram, and showed him how to meditate. 40 years.
Yeah.
And he hung around some other major people in that area. And what he said after learning the release technique, that not only this is better than what he was doing, it's 400 times better. He said infinitely better. We got him on film. You can see him on the Facebook thing.
Wow.
Infinitely better. And here's a man who's a wonderful, sweet man. His wife was Ramana Maharshi's secretary.
Hmm.
And the both of them are using the release technique, and he gave us this testimony. It's interesting. This is a very advanced man. He's the one of the architects for the Twin Towers.
Wow.
One of the architects, wow. And he told me that he knew why the building fell down. It was supposed to be an elevator on four corners, and because they cut corners, the elevator was only in the middle.
Mm.
And the way they knew what was happening, they hit the building in a certain way, and that's why it collapsed.
Well, we've got a lot of people writing in. Paula said, boy, are we tethered to our mind, and this releases everything. Thanks, Larry. I enjoyed your directness in the exercises. It is a breath of fresh air. I want to remind people, are asking again, where is it? It's at uwealthrevolution.com/Larry, L-A-R-R-Y, now, N-O-W, Larry, now. And Larry, thank you again for being here and doing this work and opening up so many people on the call and opening myself up as well and enjoying just this moment. Very powerful, and I love having you on, and I love this work. Very, very powerful.
Well,
stuff.
The reason I do this, I don't need anything. I have no my only interest in life, and the only reason I'm hanging around is to help people find out what they are. I'm not missing anything. I don't want to be famous. I don't need a book. I don't need a film. I don't need anything.
Right.
I'm just here to try to help you because I'm a human being.
Right.
And I care about human beings, and I care about them finding out exactly who they are and what they are and help them stop suffering. And when Lester transcended, he asked me to continue his work, and I said I would, and I'm committed to it because I get so many gains coming in every... I mean, literally have thousands of gains every day coming in, new ones. People so creating things. Sometimes I scratch my head and, oh, my God, look what this person did. And there's no miracles. It's all natural. But I love those gains, and that's what keeps me motivated. If I wouldn't get any of these gains, I could sit on a mountain and not do anything, and I'm perfectly happy to stay here and not do anything.
That's right. That's right. Wow. Beautiful. Larry, thank you so much for being here.